Now you can imagine their utter leaping ahead to the utter horror of hearing that the American Congress had declared that there was a Northwest Territory in which states would be organized into civil districts under the United States government, and it was to be under American governmental jurisdictions. And of course, what is cited, and I'm sure Professor Hoxie pointed out to you, the fine print that about honorable treatment for Indian people that's written in the Northwest Ordinance was magnificently ignored in all subsequent treaty making. And Indian leaders are there said, you know, how does this happen? We were not at the Treaty of Paris in 1783. Our interests were not represented. How can King George give away, and George Washington, they always think personally, how can King George give away and George Washington receive something that they don't have, that doesn't belong to them in any way at all? And they universally horrified. And it, out of this universal resentment that the anger of Indian people increased over the years of the Revolution and continued after the Revolutionary War, because the fact that Britain and the American colonies had made peace and agreed to independence did not change the on-the-ground situation whatsoever. White people still wanted Indian land. Ohio was great growing land, as everyone knew. And this struggle continued.